me, please.
In case you're wondering why my name is Olivia, it's because no one can pronounce my last name.
How do you pronounce it?
Including me. Vilnyanskaya. So I think that's the closest. Okay, so I'm going to read a few poems. This poem is called The Wilderness. My heart is a wet log cut from an old tree. I lie and think. Thoughts are splinters. I shiver with the call of each bird. Let me read. I always get up and I don't know which poems I'm going to read. I'll read this poem called Vessel. Your expensive earrings and fresh hairdo remind me of myself. Empty vessel, robbed of purpose, trying desperately to recapture what was lost. To look good, to feel better, wear shiny shoes, not to be afraid. Maybe I can find my way again instead of knocking helplessly at walls that used to be doors. This poem is called Biological Mother. Mother Russia, grandfather Lenin, Tovarish Stalin, what was your dream? Was it pure like the Black Sea, and how did it become so contaminated? Mother Russia, drinking your own blood out of a golden goblet, new Russians in old poverty. Old ladies in designer shawls sell warm sunflower seeds on the road. Ripe fruit from a truck bitter in my mouth with rumors of pogroms. Unfit mother, I hear you saying I speak your tongue. You brought me up, you let me down. My soul is a fossil in your earth. Thank you.
Joe Rorty. Logic is below rationality. Beneath the surface, there's a big fish swimming around. Blank face, crooked jaw, teeth, Kennedy's skull. Kennedy's skull. I can't stop seeing Kennedy's skull. When I was a boy, I liked to watch cartoons. I turned on the television, it said the president has just been shot. His wife, Jackie, held his skull in her hands. I love you, Jackie. I love you, Jackie. I love you, Jackie. I love you, Jackie. Because you're beneath the surface. You've seen a blank face, crooked jaw, teeth, 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 teeth. Later on, Vietnam, Kennedy's skull. Nicaragua, Kennedy's skull. Iraq, Kennedy's skull. Every time I turn on the TV, blood, 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 blood. When I was a boy, I liked to watch TV. We interrupt your regularly scheduled program. His head is in her lap. She's trying to hold his skull together. She's trying to keep his brains from falling out in her lap. I just wanted to watch cartoons. I just wanted to watch Captain Kangaroo and his puppet, Rabbit, who couldn't talk but had a brass nose. So when he wanted to say something, he had to bang his head on the counter. The captain would say, "Oh, Rabbit, are you trying to tell me something?" Bang, bang, bang! "What's that again, Rabbit?" Bang, bang, bang! "Can you please repeat that a little slower?" Bang, bang, bang! Bang, bang, bang! "You stupid fucker! Don't you understand? Can't you speak English? Bang, bang, bang! Bang, bang, bang!"
Yeah!
Yeah!
Courtney Benbrick.
Yeah.
pause stops and you have to hurry up at that point. I have a quick bit of shameless promotion sort of thing. It's not all self-promotion, not entirely self-promotion anyway. The first is, in fact, self-promotion, but the second one isn't. The first is, if anybody is anywhere near East Falls, on the 24th, Tuesday the 24th, it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, the East Falls Library, which is at Midvale and Conrad, there is a library there. It's a beautiful old little library, and we have a monthly reading series there. It starts at 7 o'clock, and it's just all open. All open, man. All the time. And then in December 13th, is the third of our Poetic Arts Performance Project symposia. And this one deals with place, which is going to have to do with venue and sort of different issues that come up and that sort of thing, involving communities and talking about poetry in Philadelphia and where it happens. There's been a lot of, like, physicality, so I'm going to read a poem of physicality. I'm also reading Marjorie Kemp a lot, and so I'm thinking a lot about the physical. And so I was like, okay, it's either smut or dream smut, and it's dream smut. Dream of the vinyl booth. Yours were the closed eyes I rolled to in the morning, waking from the dream of sex with a high school boy in the blue booth of a dive bar, sex with you perhaps, or him in the abandoned parking lot, the only gray of gravel in an overgrown, dusty plain. You don't reach for me at night the way you used to, your own sleep bolstered by chemicals. You don't curl into me so that your kneecaps fold into the creases of my knees. We are hard and soft together, and when we remember to, we set ourselves alight. But I woke up to the dream of betrayal and sought your hand. In the dream, I saw myself from his eyes. The man who was not you saw the woman who was not me, yellow terry cloth jumper and the dark rings piled atop my fragile frame, curls, dark curls. I felt him, then became him. Then there we were at the booth by the entrance. I had used the ATM and held only enough cash for a beer, but a loud blonde woman went up for a smoke, forgot her full beer on the bar, so I took it, drank half and set it on a newspaper. Gray paper, dark and weak, where the glass condensed. In the dream, I slide next to a man in the booth, all dark wood and blue vinyl, neon mirror. I slid next to him, then onto him. I'm not surprised. Thank you very much. Yes.
Peter Barra? That's it. Barra.
You got it right the first time, Greg.
I know, I'm always wrong.
3-minute dream. St. Louis with lambent halo, schism of a river and a Scott Joplin rag at midnight, the aftermath of a lonely drug-addled moan across disordered and neglected Midwestern rooms, across the darkness of continents, centuries, bad evenings, twilights, cubist constructs, bold and savage, a conquest by barbarians. I've been there before, facing the death of the soul at technology's boot heel, the metallic feeling on my neck. So heal me now, saints and martyrs, through the dark dew, show me the way past anger to the peace at the end of the corridor, to the light at tunnel's terminus, to that final coming to terms with one's fate, one's mission, one's purpose. Drunk, I tripped through the tavern in its shimmering light, then hit the nighttime volleyball circuit with Chuck Speedy and the boys, a finger broken by the serve of a Pocono biker years after being taken down by the cops in my front yard. Bright angels do hide under the cover of a dark history, sometimes. Once I thought about the possibility of living on another planet, Mars, Venus, the nearest one available, for haven't we failed the Earth? Other times, thinking of a vegetarian regimen, of going organic in a country running scared of the world, of itself, of the blue notes of its geniuses, through the mists we must still grow, breathing, injured, alive. Thank you. Yeah.